This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Federal data shows this hurricane season was a mild one for our region. A look at a controversial bill in New York that the governor is mulling over. Plus, our region has served as inspiration for many Hallmark holiday films. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Federal data shows this hurricane season was a pretty mild one for New England. Though rough ocean waters did do some property damage along the East Coast, there were no hurricanes that actually hit the mainland U.S. this season, and that's the first time that's happened in a decade. The New England News Collaborative's Barbara Moran reports that even though we got off easy, this hurricane season was destructive elsewhere.
Usually, when hurricanes move across the Atlantic, they dredge up deep, cold water, which weakens the storm. But this year, parts of the Atlantic Ocean were abnormally warm. That led to hurricanes like Melissa, which devastated Jamaica. Jennifer Francis is a senior scientist at the Woodwell Climate Research Center in Falmouth, Massachusetts.
But there was so much heat contained at even deep levels in the Caribbean that it just kept feeding on that energy and maintaining itself even after it crossed Jamaica.
The National Hurricane Center reported 5 hurricanes this year. The Atlantic hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Barbara Moran.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has a pile of bills on her desk to sign or veto before the end of the year. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports one of them is a controversial law to allow terminally ill patients and their lives.
The Medical Aid in Dying Act would allow doctors to prescribe life-ending medications, making New York the 12th state to adopt such a law. Advocates say patients with less than 6 months to live should get the opportunity to die at a time and place of their choosing to relieve their suffering. For almost a decade, New York state lawmakers failed to advance a bill until this year. Detractors, including the New York State Catholic Conference, say the bill lacks sufficient safeguards, like robust mental health screenings and safe storage requirements. Connecticut has flirted with a similar law, but hasn't passed one. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Patients affected by a data breach at Yale New Haven Health Services can claim part of an $18 million settlement with the provider. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish has more.
Yale New Haven Health notified patients of the security breach last April. The provider says the incident affected about 5.6 million patients. Leaked data includes names, birth dates, addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and medical record numbers. Affected patients should have received a postcard with ID and PIN numbers needed to file a claim. Claims can be submitted online or by mail by February 18, 2026. The federal court in New Haven will hold a final hearing for approval on March 6. Yale New Haven Health is an underwriter of WSHU Public Radio. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Tis the season for blankets and binge watching. We're discussing the power of our favorite holiday films coming up.
Vocal support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
Your old car can do more than sit in the driveway. It can help bring trusted news and beautiful music to your community. Donate it to WSHU. Towing is free and the impact lasts. Start at WSHU.org. And thank you.
A winter storm is set to hit our region tomorrow, bringing the season's first significant snowfall, with some northern areas possibly seeing up to 7 inches. Snow is expected to begin midday and slowly stop overnight. Officials are urging drivers to prepare for reduced visibility and slippery roads. An auto accident on board the Bridgeport Port Jefferson ferry caused delays to holiday travel on Wednesday. The Port Jefferson Fire Department says an SUV was heavily damaged when it was wedged against a ramp wall. Heavy machinery and a winch were used to remove the vehicle. There were what was described as minor injuries in the crash. Shinnecock tribal leaders say they will not obey a court order to turn off electronic billboards on their territory on Sunrise Highway in Hampton Bays. A state Supreme Court judge held the tribal leaders and outside contractors in contempt of court for failing to obey previous court orders. The Shinnecock Nation say they're immune to state and local zoning laws due to their federally recognized status. The state of Connecticut has moved to disbar Hunter Biden, a graduate of Yale Law School. Biden was convicted for tax charges and gun charges, but got a presidential pardon from his father. The state argues that Biden's conduct violated professional standards required to practice law in Connecticut. The Hallmark Channel's countdown to Christmas is in full swing. Movies with titles like The Snow Must Go On and The More the Merrier offer exactly the kind of cozy, predictable comfort viewers look forward to every year. And for many Americans, they've become more than seasonal entertainment. They're a welcome anchor in an unpredictable world. David Thompson takes a look at the power of Hallmark. He's a professor of history at Sacred Heart University.
In times of political uncertainty and societal upheaval, many Americans are turning inward. Not in retreat, but in search of something steady, familiar, maybe even a little bit magical. For a growing number of people, that refuge comes not from the latest prestige drama on a streaming service or true crime podcast, but from Hallmark holiday movies. Yes, Hallmark. Those two-hour slices of emotional predictability are often set in snow-dusted towns with names like Mistletoe Falls or Evergreen Ridge, where the local diner serves up homemade pie, the bookstore never closes, hot cocoa is on offer, and the biggest conflict is whether the town Christmas pageant will go on as planned. It's easy to dismiss them as formulaic because, well, they are. And that's the point. In an era of relentless headlines and the often dizzying pace of modern life, Hallmark movies offer a kind of emotional ballast, a reliable script in a world that feels increasingly unscripted. The plots are familiar, the endings happy, always. And while that may not reflect reality, it speaks to something deeply human, the desire to believe that even when things fall apart, they can come back together. Two people find their way through misunderstandings, mischances, or personal heartbreak. And by the final scene, they're not just smiling, but in love, together. I came to Hallmark during the COVID pandemic, a time of great uncertainty and despair. When the days blurred together and the news never seemed to let up, these simple, comforting stories offered a small but powerful sense of relief. They didn't ask much of me, just to sit still and believe that kindness could still shape the world. And for many viewers, these heartwarming resolutions feel even more real when they take place against a backdrop that frankly looks like home. A surprising number of Hallmark movies are not just set in New England, they're filmed here too. Picturesque Connecticut towns like Mystic and Essex often stand in for those fictional holiday hamlets. Their steepled churches, white picket fences, and colonial storefronts serve as the perfect canvas for holiday magic. And it's not just a December phenomenon. According to Nielsen, this past Christmas in July programming block brought in 12.6 million unique viewers. It ranked among the highest rated television for key female demographics. Each weekend in July, the new movies ranked as the number one most watched entertainment cable program on their release date. So nostalgia, it turns out, isn't seasonal, and neither is the craving for comfort. For many, Hallmark movies aren't about escaping reality. They're about pausing it, creating a world where misunderstandings are resolved over gingerbread and love always wins. Critics may roll their eyes at the simplicity of the films, but in a world that often feels like a series of unsolvable problems, sometimes the greatest comfort lies in knowing exactly how the story ends.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, you can listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download our free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And for even more from this station, Instagram is the place to be. We would love to connect with you there. We're at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.